God's word is his command. God's word is God himself. God's word is truth, and it can't be changed. He said, I'm with you, and if I be for you, great is he that's in you. You cannot be overcome. Yes, you will face opposition. Yes, you will face persecution. Yes, you will be called name. Yes, all of that stuff will come against you. Those things will happen, but because you know that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world, you won't allow the lesser one to come up and dominate you, control you, and put restriction on you and tell you what you can't do. Amen? Amen. That was Matthew's account. Now, Mark gave us an account. Hallelujah. Mark Gospel chapter 16 and verse 15. And look what Mark said. Hallelujah. This is Mark Gospel chapter 16, verse 15 through 18, I'll read. And he said unto them, go ye, there it is again. Go ye into where? All the world and do what? Preach the gospel to how many? Every creature. Now watch it. Every creature. Preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. He that believeth, notice, you have some that's not going to believe. But watch what happened to the one that believed. He that believeth and is what? Baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. Huh? But our commission, our assignment is to go. Right? Is that right? Our commission, our assignment, go. We can't make anybody believe, but we can go and tell the good news. But he let us know the one that believe they will and is baptized will be saved. But the one that do not believe will be condemned, damned or condemned. Is that right? So, and he said, this is the evidence. This is the proof. This is how you recognize the believing ones. Verse 17 tells us, and the sign shall follow them that believe. Hello. Getting quiet on me when I read that one. And these signs shall do what? Follow them that believe in my name. They shall do what? Cast out devils. That's for every believer that believe. You can cast out devils. So what are you going to do when the devil shows up? Abba, 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 abba. He said, in my name, they shall do what? Cast out devils, which mean demons. They shall speak with new tongues. Are you in the house? Cast out devils, speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not what? Hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, the believing ones have the authority to cast out devil first. Speak with new tongues. if a snake bites you? Paul proved it, didn't he? Won't any harm come to us. Amen. If you drink any deadly thing, you'll be all right. There's, you know, accident. Hallelujah. I'm thinking of an incident we had in my house. I don't know why my wife got that thirsty. And she drank some Purex. Y'all, you remember that? Yeah, you remember. Y'all remember? She's still here. Accident. So we know God is still God in 2020. I think that happened in 20. Was it 20 or 19? It was a long time ago, in the 1900s. If you drink any deadly thing, we don't go around drinking Purex every day. Amen. If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. This is authority over the works of the devil. And once, when we realize that we have an adversary, an enemy, a devil, who's seeking out ways to hinder, to stop us, to kill us before our time. We can boldly say and proclaim in Jesus' name, the number of my days I will fulfill. How many days? The number of my days I will fulfill. Hallelujah. Why? Because I walk by faith and not by sight. What are you saying? I walk by the word and what I heard and what I've learned, and not by what I feel and what goes on in the natural, because there's a lot of things the enemy will say to you during the course of your life to try to get you to stop following God, believing God, and walking in the light of the word of God. Amen. So he said, they shall lay hands on the sick. You have the authority. Now listen. They shall do what? Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You have the authority to lay hands on the sick. And God wants you to understand, if you are bold enough, you obey and yield to him, to what he said, to lay hands on the sick. He wants you to understand, you do that in full faith, in faith and fully persuaded that you are obeying God and you're doing what he told you to do.